Mr. Chair, at the outset, let me congratulate you for taking up this mandate and the important work you have already undertaken. You can count on our full cooperation and support. The work of the CCW on autonomous weapon systems has started 10 years ago with a first informal meeting in 2014. Since then, the world has not stood still. Technological progress in the field of AI has been breathtaking, and the methods of warfare have changed considerably. Many of us had hoped to make use of one of the rare opportunities in history to regulate the weapon systems before it appears. We have almost failed to achieve this goal. These weapon systems do already exist, or in other cases require only a small step to be used in an autonomous mode. In the face of such developments, it is getting increasingly harder to set the fundamental ground rules that we urgently require. Mr. Chair, we have gathered under a new mandate for the GGE on laws. It allows us to discuss concrete elements for a future instrument. But aside from a few built-in impediments, it has one considerable flaw. The new mandate does not take into account the urgency under which we operate. We cannot afford 3 years of talking. Delegations should commit to achieve results as soon as possible. To allow this mandate to be successful, we need the good faith of all delegations. The working papers circulated so far and other indications show that there is a lot of constructive engagement and willingness. We need to work on specific text and concrete concepts, many of which have been already part of our previous work. Austria will also introduce a working paper in this regard very soon. Austria supports a so-called two-tier approach that consists of prohibitions and regulations, and in which meaningful human control is the key concept. But in this context, we have to underline that the regulations part is equally important as the prohibitions, and both require hard law. We also need to recall the importance of ethical considerations. They remain crucial in all questions related to the use of force against humans through artificial intelligence. Furthermore, human rights law is of obvious relevance to the issue of autonomy in weapon systems and their various expected usages in different scenarios. Mr. Chair, the CCW is a framework that is designed to be expanded and enhanced by new legal protocols in face of new technological or methodological developments in warfare. No one can doubt that this is currently the case. This task is to be fulfilled through legally binding prohibitions and regulations, and this is what we need to focus on. Finally, let me also refer to Resolution 78-241 on lethal autonomous weapon systems adopted by the General Assembly on 22nd December 2023. We are convinced that the report by the Secretary General mandated by this resolution will enrich and further our work by providing a more comprehensive perspective. We also want to invite delegations to attend the Vienna Conference Humanity at the Crossroads, taking place in Vienna from 29th to 30th April 2024. A dedicated briefing on Wednesday during lunchtime will provide detailed information on that event. I thank you.